I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, fear and anger among illegal immigrants. They are targets of a new crackdown in a Washington, D.C. suburb. An advocate tells their stories, plus remembering a journalism pioneer. But first, the Pentagon announced last week that the Army missed its recruiting goals for the second month in a row. If the trend from May and June continues, the Army may not reach its target enlistment figures for 2007. That news comes amid reports that enlistment among African Americans has fallen dramatically in recent years. Joining us to talk about this is Major Cheryl Phillips. She works in the U.S. Army of Public Affairs, and she has years of experience with recruitment advertising for the Army Reserves. She joins us from her office at the Pentagon. Major, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Why do you think the Army missed its recent recruiting goals?
Certainly the end game is what's important to the Army. The end of the fiscal year 2007 is going to be the most important thing that we're striving toward. And we constantly look at each month's missions and whether we've achieved them. Certainly, we're in a position right now, we are ahead of our regular Army accession mission year to date. So we're confident that we're going to make the mission at the end of the fiscal year.
But why do you think the Army missed its recent recruiting goals?
There are a number of factors that play into the current environment. One of the things is unemployment. We're at about 4.5% for the United States. Our current prospects, the 17 to 24-year-old young adult, has many options available to him and her, whether it's to go to college, work in the civilian occupation, travel. Certainly the military is an option as well. Another factor that plays into our current environment for recruiting is the continuing global war on terrorism. A third factor is the influencers. We're losing the support of our influencers, who are people who prospects will certainly go to get approval and validation of their goals to join the military or their desires to join the military.
There have been a number of stories documenting the fact that African Americans who have in recent years had a very high regard for the Army as an institution have been falling off in their willingness to enlist. And it's been a trend that is traced to the beginning of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. Why do you think that is? Particularly because the employment figures for African Americans generally have not been as favorable as they have been for the rest of the population.
Well, that's a good question, Michelle. We constantly survey influencers as well as our prospects to understand what they're thinking at any given time. So we're constantly looking at that over time as well to look for particular trends. Now, we realize with influencers, particularly with the African American demographic, that the mothers are particularly important, more so than other ethnicities. And their perspective is they're very concerned about the safety and the well-being of their young adult, if you will, and understandably so. And as the war continues, that continues to be a barrier. They want to make sure that their child is safe, and we certainly understand that. So we will look at ways that we can communicate to prospects, to the moms, about the tangible benefits of Army service that we can offer their son or daughter.
One thing I was curious about is that the Army seems to be having continued success with Latino youth. I'm just wondering if you have a theory as to why. Why is it that the Army continues to be attractive to Latino youth and less so to black youth?
Well, Michelle, just as we survey the African-American influencers, we're also doing the same with the Latino demographic and the Hispanic influencers. They're pretty involved with their kids' future, but we come to them to educate the influencers and educate them and inform them about the Army. The things that we try to communicate to the Hispanic influencers is that we can help with their child's future and to encourage them to be supportive of a son or daughter who is coming to them asking for advice, asking for support, asking for guidance. So for the Hispanic audience, both the prospects and the influencers, we talk about the Army as a place where they can develop themselves through the experiences that we offer, the challenges, certainly the education, career opportunities, tangible skills. Any smart marketer, whether they're marketing toothpaste or a high-end car, is going to look real closely at their target audience and is going to try to understand them to the best of their ability and speak to them in terms that will resonate with them.
What does the Army have to do, in your view, to remain a viable and attractive option for African Americans, or to turn around the sort of the fall off in enlistment that you've experienced in recent years?
Well, actually, if I could, Michelle, give some statistics that might provide a context for recruiting. Nearly 62% are Caucasian, nearly 21% are African American, nearly 11% are Hispanic. That, again, is pretty representative of our society. So, again, I think we're doing a good job of getting good diversity, and we want to attract the best and the brightest. We want the best women, the best men, and the best of all ethnicities. And we believe that diversity makes us a stronger organization.
Major Cheryl Phillips is a spokesperson for the United States Army. She joined us from Army Public Affairs at the Pentagon. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Major.
My pleasure, Michelle. Thank you.
And if I may I thank you for your service?
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks.